In recent years, it seems, many people have started to use the expression, "I am blessed. I am so blessed." What they mean very often is that they have received a lot of things, or that they have a lot of possessions. Money, prestige, fame, influence, or friends. They're happy because of these things. This is in striking contrast in some ways to what Jesus says in the Beatitudes, which we will read in a few minutes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Those don't seem to us to be the kind of people that we would regularly regard as blessed or happy. The word blessed or blessed means happy, fortunate, favored, thankful, content. It would seem to us that the blessed are those who are rich in spirit, who do not mourn, who are not persecuted. But those things tie us to this earth and this world, this earth and this world that will pass away because it has been so corrupted by sin. As Christians, we see the real sadness and emptiness of this sinful life, and we long for the life to come. Jesus himself taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And because of that, we Christians then can know true happiness, that true happiness and blessedness lie beyond this world. That's why we educate ourselves for beyond this lifetime. It is a part of that paradox that we call being saint and sinner at the same time. The world around us is corrupt and fading away, but eternal life is ours through Christ, and the fullness of it awaits us in the life to come. Here in this world, we can't get beyond the evil, even in our own hearts. But Jesus' blood has cleansed us, atoned for our sins, reconciled us to God. And because of that, we are, even now, blessed, content, happy, satisfied. To us, earth is a desert drear. Heaven is our home. We look forward to that full experience of bliss, of blessedness, being face to face with God in heaven, because we are baptized, washed in the blood of the Lamb, made clean and pure in the eyes of God. In these darkening days of autumn, with cold, dark winter approaching, we know that we can still look forward to the warmth and sunshine and happiness of spring. We know that Jesus' words will be fulfilled for us as well. Blessed are you, for you shall be comforted. You shall see God. You shall obtain mercy. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. O blessed Jesus, what you have given through dying on the cross in bitter pain has filled my heart with the peace of heaven. My winter's gone, and spring is mine again. Amen.